Welcome to the Wise Women Collective Show.
Join hosts Lynn Schuessler-Williams, Holly Hartman, and Brooke Haynes with their inspiring guests for conversations that fuel personal growth, career success, and community impact.
Tune in to connect and amplify your power, because when women rise, the world follows.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Wise Women Collective Radio. I'm Lynn Schuessler-Williams, and I'm here with Holly Hartman and Brooke Haynes, and we are going to talk to one of our very own today. We've had episodes already, Holly, where we talk to you about your life and business and work and how you are in the world, and we've talked to me about that, and now it's our turn to talk to Brooke Haynes about who she is and what she brings to this Wise Women Collective table. And I just want to say to you all that I had the joy of meeting Brooke Haynes in probably 2018 or 2019. It was pre-lockdown. And I was hosting a women's event, and Brooke was told by somebody, hey, you should go to this woman's event. And she showed up, and then we hung out together afterward for, I don't know, an hour at least in this coffee shop just talking. And both of us say, when we tell that story, that we felt like we had met ourselves at a different age, right? And that's so funny and true. The more I know about Brooke Haynes, the more it's true and the more it's funny. So we will hear some of all of that, I'm sure. But Brooke, just give your audience here, the Wise Women Collective audience, who you are and just, you know, like, what's the most important thing you want them to know about what you do in this world?
Thank you. And thinking back about that story, I just hope that I am able to execute like you do when I am at your age. So
that's right.
If only I get that, I'll be doing really well in the world.
You're gonna do it.
I have labeled myself as a lot of things along the way. You know, my journey has been for my entrepreneurship journey started when I was 22 years old. There was a little window of 3.5 years where I went off and did corporate kitchen redesign. Had a blast and loved it. It was strictly commissioned, so it felt like entrepreneur, you know. Made tons of money, met tons of people, had a lot of fun. And even then, and I was in my late 20s. It was from 27 to 30. It was like 26-ish and a half to 30. And even then, I think back before I really knew myself, right? And I think back, and the person was, and that they would, you would go sell, I'd go sell the kitchen, and the person would come in behind me to remeasure and make sure and go over everything I sold. And he used to have a joke that said, well, she sells them and I go in and fix them. And I thought that was funny, ha ha, back in the day, but now I get it. Now I understand it, because I've learned myself so much more. But the entrepreneurship journey has been all over the place. It has been fun. It's always had the same mission. It's always been going in the same direction, but I have allowed myself to take a lot of different paths along the road. So I don't even know where to start. You're just going to have to ask me.
So tell us about that mission and that direction. Like, what's the why behind it? What's the thing that Brooke keeps, you know, that keeps showing up as the thread through all of it?
Yes. So when the thread of the mission is, when I was 17 years old, I had a vision of having a 250-acre property with 5 different houses on it that had their own space with a common that shared the property, right? And on this was a farm, and on the farm we had our gardens and our horses, definitely, and everything that you would think of on a farm. But we had also, my dog is in the background, so I apologize for the listeners on this one. But there was a school for kids. There was a school for foster children who were coming out of the system and into life. And I had that vision because when I was 17, I was in a 30-day transitional. I was in the working in a place where they would bring them off the streets until they figured out where they were going to go. Okay. And I had this aha moment. And that has anchored in my life the entire time. Now, fast forwarding, everything I've done has been towards that dream. Multi-level marketing has been towards it. And I used to talk about it. I went and started doing farm foods and delivering farm foods to people's doors, thinking if I developed a customer base big enough, it makes sense for someone to invest in a farm for me. And then someone told me, if you want to work with kids, why not just go work with kids? Why are you doing the workaround? So I started working with kids and I started fostering. And so all this was happening. And last year, or was it in 2024? I guess that's last year. Yes. I let that vision go. I let it go. And it was hard because I used to say it plagued me almost because I could see it in the background of everything. And in my 30s, when I started my business, I was 30 when I started this business, I came up with It's Simply Real. And my tagline was bringing everyone together. And of course, you know how much flack, especially back then, I got. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't tell you anything. We don't know what it is. All that stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I've had plenty of LLCs, just be you, be authentic, all these things along the way as I had done different kinds of things. And I've moved along. Well, let's wrap this up and go to the next direction is this. So I let this vision go. And when I let it go, it felt good and I felt lost and I wasn't sure about that was good or not if I let it go, but it did feel good in my body, right? Mm-hmm. Now, just a few months later, I realized why I had to let it go. It wasn't big enough. I was limiting my entire everything to a farm, to a 250-acre piece. Yeah. And I was like, it's bigger than this. Everything is so much bigger than this. And since then, over the last months, I have seen, I'm doing it. I am bringing everyone together. People have their communities. They have their identities. They have their things. And I'm bringing all the communities together to work with one another, to be able to keep their identity of who they are and their community and interweave and amplify each other amongst it. And then when I look and I take a really far look back, it's everything we're doing. It's the world. It's all of it. So it's my picture got a whole lot bigger.
Yeah. You know, there's a word that just came to mind that before I met Harley Hartman, when I heard this word, I always thought of Brooke Haynes. And now I think of both of you. And so Holly, you're going to have to ask something about this too. But Brooke, I know I used to say Brooke is the queen of collaboration. And you just described why right there in what you just said, Brooke, about bringing people together and exploring the opportunities for people to collaborate in whatever way that makes sense. Holly, what do you have to ask Brooke? And does it have anything to do with that? Because I now think of you, too, when I think of collaboration. I think that's like the place where I first saw you guys, you know, like where I first connected the Brooke and Holly dots.
I love it. Yeah, it's so funny. All three of us have such similarities, and like my degree is in interior design and I did an internship in kitchen design. So yeah. Like, you know, we have these, and I worked in telecom, which is what Lynn did. Right. So like we have all these like weird background jobs that don't look like they connect or correlate at all, but we all have it in our backstory somehow. And the word that I heard from you, Brooke, when you said that was magnetize. And I believe you've said this word over the past year as well. And that is what I just saw, because I've been a beneficiary of your magnetism. She works with lots of different organizations. And when she sees the gift that I have, she brings me into that organization, says, hey, come along. And she sees that in other people and says, okay, I see that gift of yours. I've got a client. And what I can see in the beauty of the story that you just shared, because I know some, not all the organizations you work with, and how, like the thread of the kitchen design and telecom with Lynn, how all these things that may not look like puzzle pieces go together, you are the puzzle piece master that is putting them all together that ultimately will connect the big picture. So I see that. Oh, I just got chills everywhere.
I know.
I can see that. Like, you're the puzzle master. I think that, like, let's call her the, yeah. But the question I have for you is, the thought that came when you were saying that is, I feel like there was a big pivotal moment where you kind of came to that idea that this is too small, like that it needs to be big. And I heard, what is the catalyst that had you say, I got to let that vision go? Was there a catalyst to that?
I was in the bread section at Kroger. maybe my inner being was really telling me you had to let carbs go. Oh goodness, all that you've said, and I want to answer your question first, and I might, if I can remember, go back, but if not, that's okay. So I think it was a few things, but I'll tell you, it was a few things between it sounding less and less like something I want, and also questioning why I haven't gotten there. Like, also, like, there was so many times my friends who want the same thing, but no one ever was on the same page at the same time. Mm-hmm. Someone had to go ahead and do it now when others weren't ready. And, you know, and, or we were all ready and someone's husband didn't agree. And then now the husband agrees and no one else is ready. I mean, it was always something, right? And in this, and I have friends, I have wonderful, loving friends that was the first ones that said, we have to move on. We're going to go do this. And they went down there and they did it. And I got to see life that way. And I was like, I don't know if I want to live this way. I mean, they're soldiers. When they go out of their driveway and there's a tree in front of the driveway and they can't move, they'll get out the saw or the chainsaw and they'll cut it up and they'll move it over and they'll keep tracking. Not this girl. I am not that one, right? Of course, I never thought I was going to be the worker, but I also know that, like, the worker of, like, the worker of the muscle. I never thought that. I thought we'd have people who wanted to be the muscle, mm-hmm. right? But you got to start somewhere. And when you're starting, I'm like, So watching them live and watching them have their dreams get blown away by the wind, literally twice, or an ice storm restart it, and just Mother Nature and how hard it is, made me think maybe I want a retreat on 250,000 or 250 acres, right? and also, it just was something. So that was the biggest thing. That was what started it. That was the biggest part. But I wouldn't let it go still. I thought I was cheating on my vision if I let it go. I thought I was giving up on my lover, you know, that kind of thing. But it was in this moment, something just clicked. At that moment, I was like, I think it's okay that I don't want this anymore. I don't want this anymore. So what do I want? You know? I think it was a combination of things, but I remember the moment when it literally let go of my body. And I was like, it's okay that I don't want this. And my sister-in-law bringing everyone together, you know, because I have gotten a lot of flack for that. And I don't know how it makes sense, except I know my big vision, right? And excuse me. Okay. And she reminds me all the time. You know, yes, I was texting her the other day and I'm like, guess what? My daughter wants to be my friend on Facebook. She's like, bringing it together. And I'm like, and every time I say something, I'm like, well, I could do this or I could do that. You're bringing everyone together. She reminds me all the time that that's who I am and what I do.
I love that, Brooke. And, you know, there's so much power in the way women bring each other together, right? And there's so, I just think it's a great reminder to women that part of our wisdom comes in that connection. You know, that's a top value for all three of us is connection. And collaboration is one of the ways we express that, right? It's a collaboration is an expression of connection amongst us. And I just think, you know, when I look at the reason that we all came together, the ways we all came together, and when I look at, you know, what we want for Wise Women Collective to be a vehicle for in bringing to the world, I think it's so important for us to recognize that along the way, there are visions that change. There are, you know, there are ways in which our dreams take new paths, right? Take a new, and you really talked about that, Brooke, with, you know, this vision that you'd had of this community since you were, you know, a teenager, basically. And now, you know, it wasn't big enough. It wasn't the thing exactly anymore. And so you're willing to look and diverge. And there's just so much power in that. And I hear it in your story so much because, and I want our listeners to really hear that, you know, it is one of the ways we are resilient. It is one of the ways we embody the connection is to look at our own journey and say, you know what? Time for a new direction or whatever. And I love that part of your story. Holly, do you have a question for Brooke?
It was more of an observation from your story that I thought was interesting to point out, because a lot of people struggle with grief. And sometimes it's this navigation of grief, of grief of what we thought was. You know, a lot of people go through this when they've been divorced and they're ending a marriage and they're grieving what they hope their marriage would be. And it's very similar to this in the sense your relationship to your vision and to your goal, that I heard grief in that. And so there's bargaining, there's some different ebb and flow with that, probably some sadness that was wrapped in. But what I heard was a beautiful display of navigating grief and coming on the other side and being in acceptance and then being able to go, okay, what can I call in next? Does that resonate with you, Brooke?
Or can Absolutely. I've always been known for my persistence, my persistence. It's, and keep going and no matter what, you know, and I felt like I was not doing that. Right. I felt like I was giving up on something, but what was clear to me, and maybe this was part of the helping through the grieving process, or maybe it was the moment, I don't remember. But one thing that was clear to me is I didn't feel like I was giving up. Like I felt like it was right. I didn't feel like I was giving up. I felt like I was seeing something, even though I didn't know what it was that was instead of that at the time in that moment, it was more like letting it go because I can see that it's something different. Right. And really the way I see it now, it's still included, but what I probably, knowing me and the way things unfold, it's probably bringing that in to the picture of someone who's already doing it or who really wants to do it or who has it out here. I bring it in. Right. Like, so I can launch an idea when I'm 2024. I really learned how to embrace and understand me better. I had jokes about me a lot, but now I understand, you know, me a little bit better. And I can launch the idea. I can launch something way ahead of its time. And then I can let it go. And then when other people start talking about it, I can bring it all together. And there is this grieving period of like, I wonder if I should have stayed on that. If I were more consistent, I could have still be talking about that. But then I'm like, no, that's not my role. And I know that now about myself. It's not my role. And so that's it. That's all. I'll just keep talking about the same thing over and over again if I keep going on that one.
Well, I love hearing it. And I think it's so important. You know, what I want our listeners to hear out of those stories is, you know, persistence, willingness to change, willingness to listen to your intuition, willingness to know your guidance when it hits, and even when it's the bread aisle at Kroger, right? Like, it just absolutely, that's so powerful and such an important part of what we go through as women. And so, Brooke, I want to ask you about, you've been a dedicated member and partner in the Wise Women Collective community. As a matter of fact, I would venture to say with some certainty on my part that if it were not for you, Holly would have never gotten to join it and be a member of it, a partner of it, because it wouldn't have still been here if Lynn had had to figure out how to keep it going without Brooke to get us that far and to be that, that energy, right? Mm-hmm. That energy of it. So if I had to ask you to say to our listeners, one thing that you think is super important for them to hear about the community of Wise Women Collective, or the message, or just the in general, it doesn't even have to be about our community, but about bringing women together and creating opportunity for them to grow and thrive together. What would you say is the thing you want everybody to hear about that?
It's not just a bumper sticker. It's for real. Okay. And what I mean by that is when, where we're going, like where I see that we're going as entrepreneurs, and at this time, it's harder to predict more than ever, right? What's happening or what's going to happen. But what I know is this, no matter what does happen or where things do go, when we have, when we're in tune with ourselves and we have our intuitions in place and we're connected and we're who we are as people, we will thrive through whatever is going to happen and we will understand it. And with women, when we're doing that, we can lift each other up so much more easier mm-hmm. without the biases, without the competition, without all those things. And the world needs us in that form. They yeah. need us to come together without all those constraints and say, this is how we're going to move forward. This is how we're going to rebuild or build or whatever it is and amplify and move others into the new ways of direction or into just the ways, you know, whether if you're someone that thinks yeah. it's going to be a new way, go with it that direction. If you're someone who thinks it's the same, well, then go with it that direction. It works both ways.
yeah. You know, I love that, Brooke. It's so true. It's the world needs us, right? Mm-hmm. And we say all the time at Wise Women Collective, when women rise, the world follows. And that's what we're talking about, that right there, right? Giving us that inspiration, that permission, that willingness to see the possibilities of ways that we rise together. And when we do that, you just said it, Brooke, the world needs us to do that. And I think that's just such a huge part of what our real mission is about and what our willingness to show up here is about. Just so huge. So huge. You know, I want to say this about these two women here, y'all, Holly Hartman and Brooke Haynes. I just can't even imagine what my work and my life would be like if I had not found these two. And I hear us talk about the power of collaboration, the power of connection all the time. All three of us are people who are going to talk about that. And what I really want people to hear is how much bigger the possibilities get when that's where we start. You know, Brooke let go of something because it wasn't big enough. But when we are willing to see a possible direction to us that's bigger or it doesn't have to be bigger, but just different, whatever the aligned way to go is, it is just exciting when we get to do that with other women. So I really believe that's true, that when women rise, the world follows. So I just want to keep rising with all of you all for till my very last breath, for sure.
Thank you for that. I believe we will. Yeah. I believe that's the purpose. And the trio here is so it is so powerful. You don't even have to wonder why. You know, like it's and the longer we go and the more we're all three dialed in to how we want to show up, the more obvious it continues to be.
Right.
You know, I don't know if y'all know this, but I sold cell phones. So I was in telecom.
Right.
I was selling cell phones when digital came out. So it was like a real hot time to be selling cell phones that I just dated myself. And it went from 30 minutes a month to 100 minutes a month for less money. You know, remember nights and weekends for $10.
That's so funny. That's so funny. There are so many ways that the three of us have connections, you know, and similar stories and all of that. And I've said it here before that I'm almost 20 years older than these two. And, you know, but I don't ever think of it hardly. I mean, it's a fact. I'm aware of the fact. But the truth is, I see Brooke and Holly as the most amazing partners I've ever had in any work projects anywhere along the way. So I'm just so grateful.
We love you.
We love you too.
Thanks for allowing the space for it.
Yeah.
So I have a thought, Brooke, some thoughts that came, and I'm intuitive. We all are. And I get what I call downloads. And the question that keeps like flipping in my head is, to have you describe in three words, so three different words, like your feeling for what this radio show, this Wise Women Collective, like the future of it, whether it's for 2025 or beyond, you're a visionary. What are the three words that when you first think of this, like that speak to you?
So amplify, authenticity, and expansion.
Ooh, expansion's my word of the year.
Juicy. Yeah, well, there you go.
Juicy.
I definitely think we will amplify others. And the authenticity of seeing how we are will be a ripple effect. And then I don't think it's going to be this show. That this is just the beginning. Well, so we can get started. It's going to be a whole lot more.
I love it. That was a great question, Holly. Thank you for that. So,
Brooke, about me, just a little bit about my personality. I got a little nervous when you said three words. Like words, three words.
I saw that go across your head. I was like, oh, she just got worried about words. She's like, three words. So, Brooke, before we go, I want you to tell everybody where they can find you and where they can connect with you, and anything else you want to say about, like, what your actual work in the world is, which I don't think you've ever said a word about.
I don't think we did. I started to a couple times. So the way you can find me is to go to itssimplyreal.com.
And there are two S's in that, y'all.
There's two S's in that. You know what? As someone asked me, why is it It's Simply Real? Well, because at the time, simplyreal.com was $10,000. Itssimplyreal.com was $11.99. So I went with It's Simply Real. And ever since then, I'm like, no, with two S's, It's Simply Real is all together. So itssimplyreal.com. And you can find me there. You can find me at It's on social media. Facebook is where I play when I on social media, and it's at It's Simply Real as well. And you can always find me at the Wise Women Collective.
That's right. So, Brooke, tell everybody in less than a minute what you do in this world for your actual work.
Oh yeah. So I run virtual conferences for large organizations and small ones. I business coach is my business coaching. And then after we business coach, we usually do first the outside, then the inside of the business. So we usually stay together for quite a while. And then also I build websites. My team does now. I don't anymore. My team is doing that. And then lastly, I have a company. I'm a co-founder of a company called Consergo. And Consergo is a personal development platform. It's a membership community where people can come in and learn about all the things in the world that we are discovering on how to grow and expand and have fun in yourself. So
yeah, I love it. I love all of those things. We are fans of all of those things here at Wise Women Collective. So Brooke, thank you for spending some time and letting our listeners get to know you. As always, you can find us at wisewomencollectivehq.com. You can go there and find the radio show episodes as well as our community and our free events. We hope to see you there, women, because when women rise, the world follows. Bye, everybody.